We had some guys that didn't participate in practice today that were changes from yesterday. We had three guys that were missed practice because of an illness. We anticipate that they'll all be back. That's Julio Jones, Steven Jackson, and Pat DeMarco. We also had two other guys that didn't practice, and those were the two injured guys from yesterday, Robert Alford and Jonathan Scott. So that's the guys that didn't participate in practice.
Coach, just going over the Browns and preparing for them, you know, could you talk about the different running styles of Crowell and West, the two rookies?
Yeah. Well, I think that they're fairly similar in terms of their run styles. You know, this is a team that runs zone blocking schemes, and it's more of a one cut. They do put some fluff around it in terms of formations and stuff, but they're really a team that is going to run the one cut zone running game. It's something that Kyle Shanahan's done, his father's done, and they've done a very good job. Both of those guys have over 300 yards rushing. They're similar in size in terms of weight. They're similar in speed, both of those guys. I'd say that Royal maybe is a little bit more shifty than West, but both of them do a very good job with the one cut.
And how do you get your running game going? You had the good game in Tampa, and then bogged down a little bit. Heard on Sirius where you said you liked the numbers, but you needed you were maybe off on the block.
Yeah, we were one off. We didn't execute as well as we needed to. You know, in the running game, you all have to work in unison. It's not just the offensive linemen, the tight ends, the wide receivers, and the running backs are all involved in it. And, you know, when we watched it, we felt like we were really close on a number of plays that would have ended up being much longer yard gain than what we had. We had too many 2-, 3-, and 4-yard gains. We need to get to that second level and get our running backs with an opportunity to get in the open field.
How's Schrader doing over there?
Ryan's done a very nice job. You know, we're starting to get some consistency with the guys that are lining up. They've lined up together for a few weeks, and they're getting better. We knew they would get better. You know, James has done a good job at the center position, but Ryan's done a very good job. You know, Ryan's played games in the NFL, just getting out and working with the guys that you're working with, because that unit really has to work together, and they need to be very cohesive and seeing the same thing out of the same eyes.
Do you need to get? Freeman had the big run last week. How's he developing, and could you see more of him down the stretch?
Well, I think, you know, with the injury to Antone, we're going to have to redistribute the carries. I'm not going to say how they're going to be redistributed, but you know, Antone will be someone that will be missed, and his touches are going to have to go somewhere else.
Does you need to get Julio back on the field tomorrow to at least get a little work before the game, or how are you viewing it?
No, Julio is going to be back tomorrow. We fully anticipate that. And if for some unforeseen reason he wasn't, Julio will play in the game on Sunday.
How is if you assess what Dwight Lowry has done leadership-wise this year and the plays he's made, and also Kamal stepping up, filling in for Willie?
Yeah, Dwight's done a very good job. He's really become the leader in place of William when William hasn't been in there. He's done some really good things in both the run and the pass. You know, Dwight's played and he's got a lot of games underneath his belt, and that experience helps. Kamal is a guy that has been an active player for us. He's found the ball, as you guys have seen. Last week he had the nice interception there in the first quarter. So he's made some plays for us, not only in the run game, but in the pass game. And for him to, you know, take the number of snaps that he's had to take, that's something that we weren't anticipating, and I think he's taken advantage of the opportunities.
Coach, how about just the defense in general, I mean, making those situational plays and getting your team off the field on third down, getting the ball back, all those things, and the job that Coach Nolan's done to put him in those positions.
Yeah, we probably had our best third down game of the season last week, where they were only 3 of 13. You know, we are a team that takes the ball away. We're one of the top teams in the league in terms of taking the ball away, and that leads to winning football. You win the turnover battle in this league, you're going to win 80% of the time. And to win the turnover battle, you've got to take it away on defense, and you've also got to take care of it on offense. So he's done a good job. We have improved over the last 4 or 5 weeks as a defense. They're playing a lot better. We still have to work on the explosive plays.
Mike, how nice is it to be at home and have the dome sprout with you?
Well, I heard somebody joking in the locker room. They don't know what shoes to bring. They can't remember if it's grass or turf. So that's not the case. But we're very excited about being back in the dome. It's been 42 days since we played a football game in our home stadium. We don't like it, but that's the way that they scheduled it, and we're looking forward to being in front of our home fans.
Mike,